The most important thing for us in the Limina is that it's our first opportunity to meet Pope Benedict XVI, to be able to find out some of the ways in which the vision that he has for the Church, and especially for relations between bishops and the Pope, the conferences of bishops and the Vatican, how those can be practically put into practice. For us, that's a real challenge, how to make the new evangelization something that's going to make people understand that with the new Pope comes a new vision, but it's also part of the vision that John Paul II had already, that he was going to have a new evangelization. Instead of people simply being catechized, have knowledge about their faith, they would actually live the gospel and in that way make the evangelization something very real. Our hopes for the third millennium would be that our Church would continue to grow in its understanding of the gospel, but especially in ways in which the gospel is expressed through cultural values, cultural practices that make our relationship with God something very meaningful. And for Africa, singing and dancing is very, very important. Lively celebrations are also very important. And therefore, how to ensure that our celebration, especially of the Eucharist, but also the other sacraments, will be something that comes from the heart and is expressed with joy, with sorrow too when the occasion demands, but that will be much more expression in gestures than simply with words. Right from the 1994, when the new South Africa came into existence, the question of reconciliation, the question of how to bring people together who had in the past been separated either by prejudice but later on by legislation. And for us in the Bishops' Conference, what was important was that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission wouldn't be just something that happened once, but that it would be an expression of a spirit of reconciliation. We also had foreseen that the Church would have a very important role to play in reconciliation. And therefore, we formulated a pastoral plan which had two grand objectives: to build unity and community among all our members, thus removing all the separations and divisions of the past, and the other one, to bring that into society by being an example to society of how the Church was united in its following of Christ. I believe that the example that Pope John Paul II gave us, even in his funeral, he's dying and he's suffering and he's dying and his funeral, was an example of just how important it is to have very clear leadership from a body like the Church, where people have a very, very, very unambiguous idea that there are values that have to be upheld in society. And I think one of the most important values John Paul II underlined was the value of human life, its sacredness, its absolute importance in everything we do. So that whether we are drawing up new constitutions, passing laws, we have to hold on to the basic value of life.